It's quarter number two on the Keystone Kickoff Show, brought to you by the Keystone Sports Network. Get the best Penn State sports news and analysis at KeystoneSportsNetwork.com or download the Keystone Sports app from your smartphone.
Welcome back into the Labatt Blue Studio. Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Bleed blue and white. Drink blue and light. This is quarter number two of the Keystone Kickoff Show, brought to you by DraftKings. Yes, that DraftKings is now offering a mobile casino in Pennsylvania. DraftKings Sportsbook and Casino offers an endless number of casino games to play, all from the comfort of home. And right now, all first-time casino players can play up to $200 risk-free for the first 24 hours of casino play. That's right. You can sit at your own home. It's just like being at the casino without all the crowds. I've done it. I'm a big blackjack player. Love it. It's fantastic. And all you need to do is download the DraftKings Sportsbook and Casino app and use promo code KSN to play risk-free up to $200 of casino games for your first 24 hours. That's promo code KSN, and you play risk-free up to $200 for the first 24 hours of casino play on DraftKings Sportsbook and Casino. Must be 21 or older, Pennsylvania only, in partnership with Hollywood Casino at Penn National Racecourse. Restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. It's quarter number two of the Keystone Kickoff Show. It means it's Tucker's tape, and it means we welcome back in Ross Tucker as we are doing the Penn State football position groups analysis from Ross. Ross, are you ready to tackle the running backs?
I am. Let's do it.
All right. The last couple weeks, we did the offensive line and the defensive line. Now, with the running backs, this is a pretty impressive group under Juwan Sider. Even after the loss of Ricky Slade, this is a pretty good group, I would think, Ross, right?
Yeah, there's no question. I don't know that Ricky Slade was going to play all that much or that his loss is a big one. They already have three guys that I think are really, really good. And that doesn't even include some of the true freshmen. You know, I've already heard some good things about Keziah Holmes. So I think it'll probably be tough for him to get in the mix this year, but you never know. I mean, they were able to play four guys last year, so maybe Holmes will be able to get in the mix. The only guy they lose from last year is Ricky Slade, but I think he was pretty clearly last of the four. And that doesn't mean he wasn't capable of making plays. But I felt like he was least deserving of the playing time, having watched them, which is weird because the year before, as a freshman, I thought he was, you know, showed some really good flashes and would end up being a really good player for Penn State. So, you know, some guys continue to grow and improve, like Journey Brown. Others like Ricky Slade either plateau or maybe even go the other way for whatever reason, Jim. So that's an important point to mention. The other thing I always like to point out, because we spend a bunch of time on our recruit series and ranking the recruits, and now I give them a number grade, I just want to point out Ricky Slade was a five-star recruit. Ricky Slade was an Under Armour All-American, one of the top 50, I think, players in the country. And so you just think about that. Journey Brown, three-star recruit, had very few offers from Meadville, Pennsylvania. People really didn't even know all that much about him, which is interesting. And now look where those guys are. Kind of reminds me of what I said last week, Jim, about Antonio Shelton and Robert Windsor. Let's remember this. Whenever the recruiting rankings come out, obviously you want more four and five stars, but those star rankings are not Bible, to say the least.
All right. Well, you made reference to Journey Brown. I'd like to ask you about him. Obviously, he was not, as you said, highly regarded coming out of high school. He was a track guy. In fact, I think even Juwan Sider recently said, he was a track guy on the football field. Now he's a football player with the speed. Can you put your finger on anything? Identify what made, what's improved within Journey Brown from what he was coming in to what he is now, which may be one of the best running backs in the country.
You know, when you watched his high school video, he was very, very raw. You could see the speed, but it didn't seem like he had all that much, Jim, in terms of natural instincts running the football. You didn't really see a ton of power. It didn't look like he had great vision. He looked like a track guy playing football. Now he looks like a football player with track speed. And I think Jawan Sider, I think he deserves a lot of credit for the job he's done coaching Journey Brown, because he's gotten him, he really has, to the next level of being now, I think, a projected, you know, one of the top backs in the country and a guy that should be drafted pretty highly whenever it is he decides to leave Penn State. I really think Journey Brown is that kind of a player at this point. And so I think Jawan Sider deserves a lot of credit. Journey Brown, Jim, has outrageous natural ability. I mean, he is insanely fast, and you see that when there's a seam. It's bye-bye time. Good night. But I'll tell you what stands out to me. There aren't many guys, Jim, that are that fast that also possess his power. Think about that Ohio State touchdown run. Think about something that Maryland, like, think about some of the runs he had where he's knocking over and dragging two and three tacklers at a time. I mean, it is super impressive. I think the sky is the limit for him. And I think the difficulty for Penn State's coaches will really lie in how much is too much for Journey Brown, especially when you've got guys like Noah Kane and Devin Ford behind him.
Well, you were talking about specific runs for Journey Brown. How about in the bowl game, that touchdown run? I can't even recall how many tackles he broke on that. It was a fantastic run. Well, let's talk about those guys behind Journey Brown then. Noah Kane and Devin Ford. Different types of runners. It seemed like they decided Noah Kane was, quote unquote, the finisher of the game. He would be that 4 minute back at the end of the game. But until late in the game, they seem to rotate the running backs on a schedule. How do you see them using Noah Kane and Devin Ford? Because they are different style backs, aren't they?
They are very different. And I think that they will try to use them as such. The issue, though, you don't want to be too predictable, right? You don't want it to be when Devin Ford's in the game, we're going to run tosses and try to get him outside, or we're going to throw the ball. And when Noah Kane's in the game, we're going to run between the tackles and hammer him. But I do think that those are their specialties. I do think that Noah Kane is the guy that you're going to want to use more often in goal line and short yardage situations. And I think, you know, it's interesting. I think Ford has great long speed and ability as well and is a terrific route runner. But Noah Kane is pretty good in the passing game as well, Jim. He's good in blitz pickup. I think if anything, maybe they'll try to spell Journey Brown a little bit on third down, on obvious passing downs, and give Ford and Noah Kane more of that work. It's going to be really interesting. You know, I almost wonder if it's like a 2-1-2-1, right? Like two series for Journey Brown, one for Noah Kane, two series Journey Brown, one for Devin Ford, and then maybe you ride the hot hand, or maybe you have, you know, one of the other guys come in on a third down situation. I mean, it's a good problem to have, but it still is a problem. I mean, it still is something that they're going to have to figure out. I think it's easier when there's two guys. I think when there's three, it makes that rotation a little bit more difficult.
This is one of those things that I've been pushing for, is you have all this talent at running back. Are we going to see any two-back formations to get them? There's talent there. Why not use it?
Well, I'd like to see that. I'd like to see them try to do that. You know, it's just there aren't very many plays in the playbook for that anymore, Jim. People don't have like the old pro set, right, or the old split backs. And none of these guys are really the fullback types. So you just don't – you can only put so much offense in. There's a limit to the amount of stuff you – I think if anything, you would see two backs in, and I would envision Journey Brown or Devin Ford in that instance sort of being like the slot receiver. And you don't know which one's going to be the slot receiver. You don't know which one's going to be the back. And maybe that slot receiver is the guy that you give the jet sweep to, or you do something else with a quick screen or whatever it is. I think if they use two backs, it would be more in that realm, with one of them being a slot receiver, as opposed to actually having both guys in the backfield at the same time.
Well, I think that's what a lot of us folks who are advocates for the two backs envision. And even we had a listener ask the question, doesn't this come down to, is it a choice between this slot receiver versus, say, Devin Ford? Which one would you rather have on the field?
It is. And I think if I'm Kirk Ciarrocca, I think especially Devin Ford, I'm trying to give him a package as a slot receiver. I'm trying to get the ball in his hands and having some jet sweeps, some things like that. Maybe even he comes around the formation and you run a quick option with him. I'm trying to make sure that I get the ball in Devin Ford's hands a couple times a game, even if it's not out of the backfield. And I think Devin Ford is athletic enough, watching him play other positions, that frankly, I think he could run some of the routes as a slot receiver and be successful doing it.
All right. That leaves us with one last question, Ross. What kind of grade do you give the running back group?
Man, it might be the second best unit on the team. I'll give them like an 8.5, 8.6. I mean, they're right up there with the offensive line.
Very good. Stick around. Quarter number three, we're going to ask Ross.
So, what's so different about new Labatt Blue Citra? Could be the bright hop aroma, or the crisp, clean finish that all come together for a new kind of refreshing. Brewed with Citra and Mosaic hops, all new Labatt Blue Citra delivers ultimate drinkability and a new way to get up and get out. Beer. Labatt USA, Buffalo, New York. Always enjoy responsibly.
This is Andy Shea from the Keystone Sports Network. You heard us talk about 409 tailgate sauce for a while now. Honesty moment. I use 409 tailgate sauce at my house, and it's a hit with my family and friends. My barbecue chicken always comes out great. The sauce also works on pork, beef. You can even put it on your burgers. Go to 409tailgateclub.com to order 409 tailgate sauce for you or that tailgater in your life. And remember, always tailgate with honor.
DraftKings Sportsbook is offering a mobile casino in Pennsylvania. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook and Casino app now and use promo code KSN to play your first 24 hours of casino risk-free up to $200. That's promo code KSN to play risk-free up to $200 for your first 24 hours of casino play on DraftKings Sportsbook. Must be 21 or older, Pennsylvania only, in partnership with Hollywood Casino at Penn National Racecourse. Restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.